actually is going to give us a clue about what these frogs represent symbolically. With the immense tide of printed matter constantly pouring from the press, old and young from the habit of reading hastily and superficially, and the mind loses its power, connected and vigorous thought. Let me read that again. With the immense tide of printed matter constantly pouring from the press, old and young form the habit of reading hastily and superficially, and the mind loses its power of connected and vigorous thought. Furthermore, a large share of the periodicals and books that, like the frogs of Egypt, are overspreading the land, are not merely commonplace, idle, and enervating, but unclean and degrading. Their effect is not merely to intoxicate and ruin the mind, but to corrupt and destroy the soul. Now, disregarding the counsel she has about what we should be reading and what's coming from the presses, what she says, in connection with the books and periodicals that are going out, is that they're flooding the world. They're overspreading the land. And she, in order to describe this, she says, like the frogs of Egypt. So when we take this one illustration that she uses about what these frogs illustrate, and we take it back into Revelation 16, and we see that John sees three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. I would suggest to you that whatever these spirits are that come out of the mouths of these three entities are destined to overspread the whole world. And as we look at these three spirits more closely, you'll see that this is taking place. Now, in advance of our specific study of these three entities, let us say this. We're going to suggest to you that in Revelation 16, these three powers are being illustrated in their religious aspect, not their political aspect. Their political aspect is represented in other places in prophecy. What this passage in Revelation 16 is doing is it's saying this is the religious influence of these three powers that leads the world to Armageddon. And we're going to say at the outset that the religious influence that's associated with the dragon power is what we would call today, in its most modern terminology, as the New Age movement. The religious influence of the beast, which we know as Catholicism, that is overspreading the land and that is leading the beast of Catholicism, is the Marian movement.